The Bureau of Land Management oversees more than 320,000 acres of land in the Epperland Canal. They've been taking public input on what is called the Haines Amendment of their Regional Land Management Plan. Essentially, this is a contract with the public on how the land will be managed. It will guide land use decisions over the next 15 to 20 years. The BLM crafted several plans that represent different ways to balance conservation and recreational uses of the land. They presented those options at a Committee of the Whole meeting earlier this week. The Assembly's vote on Thursday night was a last-minute change from recommending the agency's preferred plan, Alternative G. After hearing several community members comment in favor of Alternative E, Assemblymember Stephanie Scott made a motion to change the borough's recommendation. She cited public opinion and the importance of wildlife monitoring in the region. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt was among the four assembly members who voted in favor of the change.
We have heard from the public consistently that they want a wintertime managed heli-ski industry, and they want it managed conservatively. And I think option E brings us closest to that goal.
Alternative E is the only option presented by BLM that offers an Area of Critical Environmental Concern, or ACEC. The ACEC recognizes an area is of cultural significance to federally recognized tribes. In this case, that's the Tlingit use of mountain goat wool for weaving. Land previously considered for ACEC designation would be managed for recreational use under the agency's preferred plan, Plan G. Helicopters will not be permitted in this area in either alternative. The comment period for the management plan closed Thursday night. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.